USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has threatened to veto funds for the state legislature after a group of Democratic lawmakers walked out of the Texas House on Sunday, effectively blocking a vote on an elections reform bill. Abbott tweeting Monday that his veto would withhold pay for those who he said were abandoning their responsibilities. The bill is one of several pieces of legislation being proposed in several states that proponents say are necessary to combat voter fraud. Critics of those proposals say it would make it more difficult for people to vote, especially for people of color. And Nevada lawmakers are looking to move the state's position on the presidential primary calendar. State lawmakers passed a bill Monday that looks to make the state the first in the process for the 2020 presidential election. It would need both Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak's signature and approval from both political parties to officially make the move. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Summer camps may be an outlet for kids to deal with the mental stress of the pandemic. Tim Berg reports.
The national head of the YMCA hopes summer camps can help America's youth mentally recover from the pain and stress of the pandemic.
They experienced significant difficulties over the past year, you know, with school being virtual, isolation away from their friends.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Kevin Washington saying all affiliates will follow CDC and local health guidelines to provide a fun, safe environment for children at camps this summer. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And an Amazon experiment could be sharing your Wi-Fi. Lance Pry explains.
If you use Alexa, Echo, or any other Amazon device, you only have a few days to opt out of the experiment that leaves your personal privacy and security vulnerable. On June 8th, Amazon will automatically enroll the device in Amazon Sidewalk, giving your Wi-Fi to anybody passing by. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Costs have been increasing for some form of boycotting the 2022 Winter Olympics being held in Beijing. Two lawmakers have recently introduced a bill that would ban American companies that sponsor those games from contracting with the federal government. Florida Republican Mike Waltz co-sponsored the bill with New Jersey Democrat Tom Malinowski, who explains to CNN why he believes that their bill is necessary.
I just don't think it's appropriate to hold the Olympics in a country that's committing a genocide. That's, you know, this is in some ways worse than 1936 in that respect. And what our bill does, it doesn't force the athletes to boycott. I don't want them to lose this experience, but it would put pressure on the U.S. corporate sponsors of the game by saying that they can't contract with the U.S. government if they sponsor these games.
A recent report from the State Department accused China of committing a genocide against the Muslim Uyghur people in its Xinjiang region. And the second-ranked female tennis player in the world has withdrawn from the French Open after being fined for skipping post-match interviews. Naomi Osaka was fined $15,000 on Sunday for skipping mandatory interviews following her first-round win at Roland Garros. Osaka had said on social media that she'd skip the press conferences, citing mental health concerns. In a statement Monday, Osaka withdrew from the tournament, explaining that she thought it was the best thing for the tournament, the other players, and her well-being to drop out. She also said she'd been dealing with depression for several years and would be taking time away from the sport. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.